for whatever it's worth, my opinion, I think this project does have the strong possibility of really helping relieve pressure in our justice system by moving cases much more expeditiously. People who are awaiting trial that may be in jail that need to get out of jail, people that are in jail that maybe don't need to be there, and or people who need to go to state jail that are in our jails. I happen to think this is one of those programs that you've indicated could save us money in the future. I don't know what that number is, but I know it does. So,
Commissioner Ken Welch said even though the program runs at a slight deficit, he had to second Spratt's sentiments.
For all the things we talked about, the value of a DNA lab, having the right folks in jail, getting the right folks to state prison on the state's dime quicker, and not having innocent folks in our jails, I think is well worth the $200,000 delta. Perhaps even there's some corporate or naming rights, whatever, to find that money. But I think it'd be well worth it.
Commissioner Karen Seal said she also favored the program, but said she wanted to get quantifiable numbers to determine how effective it has been in reducing the jail time of wrongly convicted suspects.
Convictions were you able to do because you had DNA testing there faster or whatever. I mean, there has to be evidence in other areas that it's been, that it has reduced cost over the long term.
And following up on that suggestion, Seal wondered whether judges would be able to pick up potentially increased caseloads as a result of such testing. But Commissioner Susan Lapvala said Pinellas County judges have already indicated that they could contend with more cases. And she said it was somewhat dubious on what statistics could be provided to indicate that DNA testing is worth keeping.
Well, we had a letter from the chief judge and several judges actually encouraging us to do this. So I would assume that they will reaffirm that. Mm-hmm. But there's a human cost that is not very quantifiable. Somebody who is not guilty, who very quickly run the DNA that was collected at the site of the crime, and they're out in 48 hours instead of
48 years.
Years or days or even days or, you know, several months. So there's a lot of it that won't be quantifiable,
but it's the right thing to do.
Very much the right thing to do.
As she reviewed the proposed cuts, Commissioner Lapvala expressed frustration about making incremental cuts in so many departments versus eliminating some of them outright. She said she fears that such reductions will reduce the quality of services the county provides.
I hope we're not having this discussion next year or halfway through the year, that it's wasteful to do something halfway. I thought and I expected a lot more in the terms of elimination. And it's, we're going to be frustrating whatever employees are left to carry on doing something, trying to do something that more people did and do it well. And I think we'll be very dissatisfied.
Commissioners also discussed possibly cutting down on early voting polling sites. They also said they were going to have to reduce their dues for being involved in associations like the Tampa Bay Estuary and the Florida Association of Counties. Recently, county leaders have discussed ways of enhancing their revenue, such as upping the entrance fee to Fort DeSoto Park. Commissioner Bob Stewart said it was obviously important to make the necessary budget cuts, but he said the county needs to look at ways of raising revenues as well.
We've sat around the tables before and we've discussed them. We've talked about some of the preserve centers and whether or not they should be the county's responsibility or the state's or a local municipality. Commissioner, I agree totally that we need to look at the park situation and at Fort DeSoto and try to find areas where we can increase our revenues to reduce our reduction in services.